was overrun by rats. It's terrible, but true. Folks didn't know what to do until one day a funny little man with a pipe in his hand told the mayor he'd get rid of every rat in the land. The mayor said,
"Oh, good piper, I don't know what you've planned, but get rid of those rats, and I'll put 50,000 guilder in your hand, 'cause we have got to get rid of the rats. The rats, the rats are everywhere. They're climbing on the table and they're under every chair. At first we bought some cats and thought they'd chase the rats away, but all those awful rats, they chased away the cats. What can we do? The rats have got us down. What can we do short of moving out of town?"
Well, the piper wasted not a moment, but he went to the town square, and on his pipe he played a most peculiar little air. In a moment, from all around, as far as the eye could see, a million rats came from every house and from every rock and tree. And suddenly, a parade was formed with a piper at its head, and the rats danced to the piper's tune, no matter where he led. All were drawn by the little man's pipe and its enchanted sound. All were drawn to the river and were drowned. Yes, the town of Hamelin long ago was overrun by rats, until this lucky day when a piper chased them away. Yet no one in the little town of Hamelin thought to shake his hand, and so at last he went to the mayor, and here was his demand.
50,000 guilder is not such a lot. You'll have to admit you got just what you bargained for. 50,000 guilder is not much to pay for the very important job of chasing your rats away.
But the mayor said,
50,000 guilder is quite a bit of money for such a little task. I mean, I really think you've got a nerve to ask it.
Well, the piper said,
Mr. Mayor, 50,000 guilder were promised me. So keep your promise or you'll be sorry. Wait and see.
The mayor sneered,
What'll you do? Bring the rats back?
Well, that made the piper piping mad, and in rage his face turned black.
But not another word did the little piper say. He only drew forth his magic pipe to play.
Moment, from all around, as far as the eye could look, a million children came from every house and from every cranny and nook. And once again a parade was formed with the piper at its head, and the children danced to the piper's tune, no matter where he led. The little man walked to the mountainside, and his pipe played on and on. Then the side of the mountain opened wide, and all were gone. The town of Hamelin long ago was sad as it could be. Its children had marched away, they're still gone to this day. And in the streets the sound of merry laughter never again was heard. Since the town of Hamelin broke in.